Okay, so moving on to second base. Second base is where you're going to have to defend yourself. First off, you have Kipnis ranked number 4, while I have him at 8. It's not a huge difference, but since there's a pretty well-established top 3, that means you're putting him, you know, at the top of the next tier. Tell me why he's the best of that tier.
Well, I'm relying on some projection here with Kipnis, and I'm definitely on an island in many instances with this. This isn't the first time I've had to defend my Kipnis love. I think a lot is overblown with his poor second half. I think it's what sticks in a lot of people's memories. But if you look at his second half, he didn't all of a sudden start striking out a ton more. He didn't lose his plate discipline. His power was definitely sapped in the second half. I also don't think that he was as good as his pre-All-Star break numbers. But I think that a repeat of the power, maybe even a slight uptick if his home run per fly ball rate just doesn't disappear and crater like it did in the second half last season. We're talking about a guy that's going to probably have 15 to 20 home runs. I do think he's going to steal over 20 bases again. I don't think he's going to steal over 30 bases again. But he's just been so efficient at base stealing that I don't think he's going to suddenly turn into a non-threat on the base paths. And I think his line drive rate and low pop-up rate point and high and fairly solid contact rate point to some average upside. I do think that he's probably closer to a 270s hitter than a 260s hitter. And when you add it all up and factor in the counting stats that he should produce, I think you've got a really strong package across the board. I think he's truly a five-category contributor. Maybe he's not an asset in average, but I don't think he's a liability. I think he's going to help significantly in stolen bases. I think he's going to produce slightly above-average power at the second base position, not in general. And I think the counting stats are going to be big. I mean, he between runs scored and RBIs last year, he totaled 162 with 86 runs scored and 76 runs driven in. And I think you could see him exceed that this year. Because lost on a lot of fantasy gamers is that he has a strong on-base percentage due to his high walk rate. And it may not factor in directly to his fantasy production, but indirectly, it should help him be on base to score more runs in a revamped Indians lineup.
Yeah, he walked 10% of the time, I think, this year. With, you know, I think his upside is basically what we're getting from Kinsler at this point. I don't know how much batting average upside he has, at least for this year. Maybe he develops it down the road, but I'm not counting on him to be I think he's going to be a detriment to batting average more than he will just be mediocre. But in that sense, you know, it's kind of like what Kinsler's been giving us. So I don't know, his second half struggles, it kind of, without, you know, looking at all the tape, it kind of makes me think, did pitchers figure him out a little bit? Did they figure how to pitch him? Do they know what he struggles with and attack that part of the zone? So maybe the pitchers made these adjustments and he just couldn't overcome them in his first year. Does he do that in his second year? That remains to be seen. I think a top five is a little bit too high without seeing him make those adjustments. So moving on, I had Jurickson Profar, the top rookie the top prospect in the game, rated as my number 30 second baseman. And that's because I don't think there's an open spot for him right now. We got Kinsler at second. You got Andrews at short. I could see the Rangers holding him in the minors to start the year. I could see him playing a lot of time in the minors unless there's a significant injury. But you obviously disagree, slotting him 14th at second base. I can't really make a passionate case for the guys that you put him over, guys like Kendrick and Espinoza, but I still think that's very high for a guy without a starting position at this point. How do you see the situation shaking out?
Well, basically, the being unable to make a passionate argument for the guys that you have in front of him is about the point that I got to. I don't think there's an immediate opening for him. I do think he opens up the year in AAA. But he showed that he is ready for the show. And I think that in a lot of cases, these situations tend to work themselves out. I mean, Beltre's stayed healthy. So I don't see an injury at third base, maybe moving him off of his natural shortstop position there to get playing time. Mike Olt would be a factor there as well, which could cloud that for Profar. Andrews is obviously cemented at shortstop right now, and Kinsler is at second, but there was speculation, I believe it was in December, from one of the Texas Rangers beat writers that you could see Kinsler either make a move to first base or the outfield. And the Rangers have said that he's going to stay at second base now. But if there is an injury to Berkman, or Moreland struggles at first base, or their revamped outfield that no longer features Josh Hamilton should struggle, I think you could see them shuffle some pieces and get Profar up to the big leagues and get him in a regular or semi-regular role. And I just think that the skill set's good enough that he may not need more than 450 plate appearances this year to outproduce some of the light-hitting middle infielders that reside at the second base position outside of, say, your top dozen or so.
Yeah, I wonder if it might be in everyone's best interest for the Rangers to trade Kinsler. You know, he plays a somewhat hard-to-fill position at second base. I'm looking at the Dodgers don't really have an answer at second base. We know they love to spend money. I wonder if, the Rangers could get something solid for him and then stick Profar in and not really lose any production overall.
Well, and that's the other opportunity that could present itself is a trade, whether it be him or someone else opening up time for him. Ultimately, I just think that he's going to produce at a level where the Rangers are going to have to figure out how they can get him in their lineup. And that might be jostling him around and having him play kind of a super infield utility role where he plays some short, some second, and some of these guys maybe get a day off at designated hitter. I don't have a direct path to playing time mapped out for him, but I just think these things tend to sort themselves out.
Yeah, well, he's obviously supremely talented, and people in Dynasty League should definitely jump on him. If it's a Dynasty format, I'd probably put him, 14, maybe 10, maybe a little higher. Okay, so let's move on to the sleepers. Who do you have as your sleeper outside the top 30 at second base?
Tyler Green. He certainly has his faults. I mean, he is ranked outside the top 30 at the light-hitting shortstop position. So, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're looking at second baseman. Jed Giorko is my second base sleeper. And he actually looks to be in line to break camp with the Padres. There have been some quotes suggesting that they would like for him to earn the job in the spring. He certainly showcased that the bat is ready last year at the AAA level. He probably deserved a look last year, but he is also learning a somewhat new position to him. He has played second base in the past, but his more natural position is third base, which is blocked by Headley. He really doesn't have a lot of a challenge at the second base position. Logan Forsyth is an okay player, but he's best utilized as a utility bench option that can fill in a number of positions. And Giorko's not going to win any gold gloves, but fantasy gamers shouldn't worry about that. I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as he can stick at the position and play it passably, his bat's going to have value there. And obviously, the Petco disclaimers apply, but Giorko's got a good bat. He can make a lot of contact. I could see him hitting for some average this year. They have made some adjustments to Petco Park that should hopefully help the power play up a little bit. But I mean, it's not going to turn it into a homer haven or anything like that. So if I'm taking a stab on a guy, it's going to be on Jed Giorko at second base.
Yeah, Petco's less scary for hitters with the fences coming in, but it's going to affect lefties more. He's a righty. It's going to affect righty some with left center coming in a little bit, and every little bit helps when you play in Petco. I think he obviously has a much easier path to playing time than Profar. The Padres got him ready for this move essentially by putting him at second last year when his natural position is third. So they knew this time was coming. They were playing for this time. They don't really have anybody in front of him. You mentioned Forsyth, better suited for a utility role. So, yeah, I think he ends up breaking camp as a second baseman. His AAA numbers suggest he'll hit right away, like you were saying, 325 average, 24 homers, and 400 plate appearances. Even in a good offensive an environment. Those are pretty good numbers, and I think they'll play in Petco. So I'm going to say Jorkro 2 is my sleeper. I also like Jonathan Scope's chances of getting in the mix in Baltimore. He'll need a rebound season in the high minors to get that shot. He didn't hit very well last year. But if he is hitting well in the minors, I think deep leaguer should pick him up and take that shot. But I take Jorkro over him. I take Jorkro actually over Profar in redraft leagues as well. Okay, so top 10 options for the bust. We have the top 10 players at the Fantasy Pros ECR ranking. Who are you taking as a bust out of that top 10?
I'm going to take Chase Utley, and I don't dislike Chase Utley. He still has baseball skills. I mean, he makes a lot of contact. He's still an incredibly efficient base stealer. He's still got some power, but, I mean, he just can't stay healthy. He hasn't recorded more than 500 plate appearances since 2010, and he hasn't played in over 150 games since 2009. You have to be on the field to produce. I do think he's healthier this year than last year, but given his advanced age, it's tough to pencil him in for more than, say, maybe 500 plate appearances this year. And I think that puts him on the cusp of falling out of that top 10. And it's possible he just completely breaks down. There's no reason to suggest that right now. But the fact is he's had a number of injuries over the last couple of years that have limited his production. And based on that, he's my selection for the bust at second base.
Yeah, I think they have him maybe a little high. You know, I see him in that 12 to 14 range. Whether I invest in him is going to depend on the format I'm playing at. He still seems pretty solid. He had 11 homers and 11 steals in just 362 plate appearances, despite dealing with that knee problem. You figure coming back from such a severe injury, you know, his production would suffer. But, you know, it really didn't as far as per plate appearance-wise. I think it'd be okay if he is healthy, but that's obviously a huge question with him. So I'm okay with investing him in the 12 to 14 range. I do agree 10's a little bit high. My bust, though, I'm going to go out on a ledge here and say Ian Kinsler himself. We talked about him a little bit earlier. I picked on him a little so far, but I'm calling my bust. He had that 19 homer, 21 stolen base season, but it came with a ridiculous amount of plate appearances, 731 plate appearances. He's not going to get that many moving forward, especially with Profar pushing him, you know, from the minors. He had low home run rates two of the last 3 years. He had a low batting average two of the last 3 years. He turns 31 this season. I really don't see any upside in his draft ranking. I think you're at the very best you're going to get him to fulfill that draft slot. You're not going to get him to go over that and perform like a top 15, top 20 player. With Profar pushing for that lineup spot, even a slow start could turn him into the utility guy instead of Profar, letting him play a little bit of first, a little bit of second, a little bit of outfield, DH maybe. And not getting consistent at bats, maybe like Michael Young had to deal with when Adrian Beltre came over. I think he's closer to Weeks than Pedroia at this point in fantasy league, so I might even drop him out of my top three in a rankings update if I can fall in love with one of the second tier guys. But I think I'm gonna put him in that tier as opposed to right there with Pedroia just behind Cano.
I don't disagree with much of what you said there. I think it would take a lot to push him out of an everyday role, but I definitely don't think we're going to see the 30 homer seasons of 2009 or 2011. And I think we've kind of established at this point that he's probably not better than a 265 hitter, and that's would be adding to last year's average and his 2011 average of 255. So I do think that he could underperform his ranking. I don't think he's going to completely fall out of the top 10, which isn't something that you suggested anyways. And I think that's the toughest part about picking a bust at the second base position. It's not that either of us really dislike Utley or really dislike Kinsler. It's just relative to where they're ranked and where they're being selected that these guys are going to have a hard time performing up to their expert consensus ranking.
Yeah, I don't know. I might actually dislike Kinsler as far as a fantasy perspective goes. I don't know what separates him from Weeks that much. And I can get Weeks, you know, five rounds later. So maybe I do dislike him a little bit. Just in a fantasy sense, he's a great player, but maybe I do dislike him a little bit.
Fantasy. Baseball. Cafe.com.